Blog Talk Radio.
Why is the world in the state that it is in? Do you need certainty about things in your life? Your health, your love, your marriage, maybe your diet or politics? Join us here at 5:30 Mountain Time on FreedomizerRadio.com as we give you all the answers, and we will expound upon subjects that we know everything about, and you will learn how to laugh, love, and live.
What is wrong with you? Have you been reading Hallmark cards or hanging around at Bed Bath & Beyond?
What? It's an ad, okay? Ads don't have to be truthful, all right?
Why do you think you have all the answers?
Well, I don't, okay? I just say that I do. That way people think that you're smarter than you really are.
And that's going to make people want to listen to you more? What if they find out you're a dum-dum?
You're a dum-dum.
Join us here Monday evenings at 5:30 Mountain Standard Time as we search for answers together on Mental Acumen Radio with Donald and Christy Rose on FreedomizerRadio.com.
You hurt my feelings, dum-dum.
Do you buy from Amazon? If you do, do you use Amazon Smile? Amazon Smile is a program Jeff Bezos set up to donate to 501c3 nonprofits. If you go to smile.amazon.com and designate Barefoot as Legal as your nonprofit, Jeff Bezos donates 0.5% of your purchase price to our charity. We need your support to fund our operations and promote the Barefoot lifestyle. It does not cost you anything. Please consider helping us out. Go to smile.amazon.com and add Barefoot is Legal as your favorite nonprofit and help us fight for freedom. Thank you.
Food waste is one of the most easily solvable problems, literally the low-hanging fruit of environmentalism. Pardon the pun, it's my job.
About 20% of all produce never makes it off the farm.
It's because they just look a little funny,
a little weird, but when you cut into it, it's perfectly good food.
It's just a total shame. It's totally good stuff.
We buy ugly produce directly from farms that often would go to waste because supermarkets won't buy it because of how it looks, and we deliver it to people's doors.
Beauty standards for an apple.
This isn't that ugly at all. Like, that's the most common first box, like, complaint we get.
We change that. We educate people. We show them how amazing these fruits and vegetables are.
Have food delivered to your house.
Box of produce every week.
And it's more affordable.
At a very reasonable price.
Cheaper than the grocery store.
I spend a lot less time in grocery stores.
It's an adventure every time that you open your box.
High quality produce.
There's nothing wrong with the produce.
And they taste exactly the same, if not better.
Save those fruits and vegetables that get wasted every year.
And it's delivered to your door, like,
but what? Why wouldn't you do?
Please go to our website, freedomizerradio.live, and sign up for Imperfect Foods today. Use our promo code and get money off your first order. Go ahead and get some organic and all-natural meats, dairy, snacks, breads, and non-GMO produce.
Just as ungrounded signals wreak havoc on radio communications, there's growing concern that because we are not grounded, we absorb tremendous amounts of electromagnetic radiation from our modern devices. EMF stands for electromagnetic field.
We are all immersed in electromagnetic fields from Wi-Fi, from the wiring in our homes, and it disturbs our electrical balance. We get charged. Inside of our bodies, we get electrically charged. Some people have as much as 20 volts on their bodies, and that's not good for you.
The information is provided for general informational purposes only. The contents are not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Ground Therapy Incorporated makes no representations about the efficiency, appropriateness, or suitability of any specific tests, procedures, treatments, services, opinions, healthcare providers, or other information that may be contained in or available through the information provided.
Hello, folks. Welcome to Science Saturday afternoon, or morning, or evening, or whichever part of the day it happens to be for you. I don't know. This is Barefoot is Legal Radio. We are a 501c3 nonprofit organization dedicated to promoting the rights and legalities of living the barefoot lifestyle. We have our website is barefootislegal.org, where you can get all kinds of extra information, tips, letters from your, you know, local health, from different health departments, states, businesses on information and proof that it is, in fact, completely legal and safe and against no health department codes to barefoot in public. We are also on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok. I don't think there's a single social media we're not on. Other, if you can't find us on any of, you know, quick Google search, Barefoot is Legal, you can find us. I am your host, Audrey. I've been barefooting for ever. I've never been much of a shoe wearer. My parents gave up early. I know the health and mental benefits of barefooting. I've been doing this a long time. I've done my research. And I will be here shortly with my co-host, Phoenix. She's running a little bit behind today, but, you know, that happens. It's life. We're human. It happens. So, yeah, we are, and I need to, before I get too far into the show today, I need to apologize. I misspoke last week. I don't know why I wrote it in my planner wrong. Last week I had said we were going to have Guy Felix Baroque call in. I misspoke. It's actually the 20th. I was looking at my planner. He confirmed today, and I was like, oh, yeah, I mixed that up. So I apologize. He will be calling in on the 20th to do an interview. He runs triathlons barefoot. This week, which is actually kind of worked out because Miss Phoenix and I were discussing, she has several things she wants to talk about when she does get here. So we'll be able to do that soon. It'll be just her and I today, unless we have any listeners that want to call in. If you have any questions, comments, we're here to, you know, provide encouragement and empowerment and, you know, dispel any of the myths surrounding, you know, the supposed illegality of barefooting, because it's just, it's not there. There are no laws, no health codes against barefooting in public. So if you would like to call in, our guest call-in number is area code 319. It's 527-6201 to be added to the queue. And if, you know, we'll get to you as soon as we can. I sometimes get distracted and not look at the screen on my computer, so it might be a couple of minutes if you'll just bear with me in my ADHD scatterbrain. There's something I wanted to touch on. We are talking about, what was it? I can't remember. Hold on. I lost my tab. Oh, okay. All right, friends. I'm going to need you to bear with me today because I apparently X'd out the tab from what I was reading. There was I wanted to bring up a point about the history the start of shoes, basically. I've lost the tab. So I'll get to that when she gets here and I can actually focus on it. I want to be able to focus on you guys today. I'm trying to think of if I've been anywhere. Let's see, where did I go this week? I did go to a doctor's appointment. No problems there as per usual. It is a new doctor, but like first appointment, he's, where are your shoes? I don't wear them. He's like, oh, okay. So that was the end of that. They did ask if my back problem, because I have just a couple of issues, but they said suggested maybe if I wore shoes, if that would help. I said, actually wearing shoes makes it worse. So this is better for my all-around physical, mental, and spiritual health. And he said, okay. They're not pushing the issue. He understands. He actually seems to have a grasp on, you know, how the human body actually does function and listening to his patients. So that's always refreshing to find, you know, especially in the medical profession, any of you that have the health issues that Barefoot, you know, helps with. I know you can all agree that it's refreshing to find a provider that believes in, you know, the patient knows their body better than anyone. And if you find some, you know, when you find something that works for you, go with it. So that's awesome. I've made great strides. Actually, finally, I know I've touched on this a little bit, not a lot, but about finding a therapist. I've been trying for 2 years now to find a therapist, especially with my ADHD symptoms increasing as I get older versus, you know, everyone says it's a childhood illness. That is not true. But I've been, anyway, they asked if there's anything else when I was making my appointment, if there's anything else that they should know. And I did mention that, you know, I don't wear shoes. So if that's a problem, don't even bother scheduling me. They said, nope, no problem at all. So also good news. It's it seems to be, at least in the medical and in my experience, I can't say for everybody because I'm not everybody and I don't go everywhere and I'm not seeing every doctor, but it does seem for me in my experience that it's becoming more accepted in the, you know, physical and mental health fields that, you know, barefooting is valid treatment options. It's a valid, you know, tool is kicking off those shoes. So it's kind of, for me, it's been refreshing. I don't know about you. If anybody has any comments on that or whatnot, feel free again, call in. We can discuss. It's 319-527-6208. And I'll be here to, if you have any tips, tricks that maybe even I haven't discussed on the show, or if I have and you want to go into further depth, or you need, you know, some clarification on anything I've said, you know, feel free. We're here. I want to make it, like I've said before, I haven't said it for a minute, I don't think, but I want to make this a, you know, an integrated show, you know, people calling in and just regular listeners and just discuss things that you may, issues you may have had through the week, you know, that you need. I keep saying, you know, today. I never say that. You need help with and yeah. So that's what we're here for, because there's no one size fits all, pardon the pun, slight pun, way of doing this. It's different for everybody. The reasons are different for everybody. The information needed for each person is different. You know, it's what I may have questions on, it'll be different than what you may have questions on, and we can work together and solve this thing, make it just normalize. That's the goal, is to be, you know, and I hate that word because I'm anything but quote unquote normal, but not. It gets, as anybody living this lifestyle knows, it gets old when people try to just come at you and question you over your decision to not wear shoes and act like you're some sort of horrible, awful person that just, you know, wants to, I don't know, darn the man and whatever. And like, that's not what it's about. I want to live the healthiest, most fulfilling life for myself and the body I've been given in this life. And it just happens to be a body that can't stand or tolerate shoes. So it's good to communicate with others in the community and, you know, work together, commiserate. I did want to mention also, we were talking about with the weather being nice, if you know of any, and you can get more resources, again, from our website, barefootislegal.org, or message, you know, anyone that's part of the management team for Barefoot is Legal through Facebook. You can get a hold of us if you have any tips. I probably wouldn't be the best one for this because I'm still trying to figure out how to get one going myself, but doing, like, with the weather being nice and there being, you know, the fairs and been different things going on doing like meetups. So anyone like in your area that's also part of the BIL, you know, family, just meeting up group of small groups of us, large groups of us, whatever, and just attending in our barefoot glory and spreading awareness and the message that there are no laws, no health codes. Just informing people that it's an option. It is an option, and it's a valid option, depending on, you know, what you and your body may need. It's a valid option. So just getting together, and then just meeting other members in person. I know Proof has messaged me. There's several people that have joined in my local area, or at least within a couple hours of me, myself anyway, and just trying to figure out how to get, like, some sort of meetup going to introduce ourselves and get to know each other in person, and because I'm very much an in-person kind of person anyway. This digital age, is I wasn't made for it, so personally. So I think it'd be a good idea if any of you can, or if you have any tips on doing it, places to go, ways to go about it, you know, message us, call us, you know, just join the conversation. We're trying to also through our business page on Facebook is because the group is a closed group. You do have to answer questions to join it. And we also have a business page that Facebook has given us the opportunity for, you know, earning donations to further our cause and spread the message. So going that route, also, you know, just liking, sharing, Proof would have all the numbers for that. I'd have to ask him later where we're at. But it's helped, you know, for postage and events and entry fees, trying to, we're talking about, you know, setting up information booths and things at like craft fairs or regular fairs and whatnot to, again, just spread the message and let people know this is a valid option. It's not weird. It's not gross. It's not illegal in any way, shape, or form. And giving people the tools they need to combat discrimination, basically. So if you are interested in anything like that, you know, again, you can. There's multiple ways to message us and how we work together. You know, we're a team here. This we're all here to work together and figure out this thing we call life together. So whatever, we're here for each other. And fighting for our freedoms and whatnot. Also with this, I almost keep forgetting because it's so new, but we have just recently we've been picked up by Mix 105 Internet Radio. Is it Mix 105? Oh, boy, Audrey. Get it together. Let me find it again. Mix 105. All right. Indianapolis Mix Radio. It's an internet radio. They've picked up our show. They're going to be airing it. So, like, today's show won't be tomorrow Sunday, but the following Sunday. They're going to play the recording of today's show Sunday morning. At 4 a.m. Yeah. So we'll be on that, and then they have all kinds of. They're mostly music. They have other shows they play, and you could find them at Indianapolis Mix on Facebook, or just, you know, Mix 105, and you can find more information about them as well and their programs and what they are all about. So it's you know, we are making progress. We are getting our message across. We're spreading it further and wider than, you know, we had in the past. And it's or maybe not as much as in the past. But we're picking up and growing. So then that's thanks to all those that are showing interest. It's nice to see that there is such a growing interest and understanding of the barefoot lifestyle. So, you know, we're getting there, folks. Trying to think. I'm trying to remember. There was somewhere else I went this week, barefoot. Well, I went to grocery store, but that's not unusual. That's common occurrence. They don't say anything to me there anymore. They used to try over at good old, but they understand and they realize and they acknowledge that it is, there's nothing illegal or wrong with what I'm doing. And understand that, you know, I know that if I do end up getting hurt because of not my lack of shoes, that it's my fault. Even if I wanted to, which I'm not a sue happy person, I think it's too much trouble. Like, especially if it's something my own fault, why am I going to try and sue somebody else for my mistake? But anyway, they understand that I know that it's on me. It's not anything I can come at them for if I, you know, slip and fall and because I'm barefoot, which that my, you know, as you, the more you barefoot, the grippier your feet get anyway. You're less likely to slip and fall as you weathered your feet and conditioned them. So that's not even a thing. Anyway, so yeah, I went to the grocery store, with the doctor. I'm a teacher, so these last few weeks we've had a lot of trainings, and then I've just been a lot of stuff happening at work, and then by the time I get home, I'm just too exhausted to go anywhere. So I really haven't been many places. I did go get oil at the auto parts store, actually just a few minutes before the show started, and they have no problems with it. They've never said anything to me there, so. Well, at least not about my shoes. So it's been pretty chill. I've not really been able to do anything myself. So if anybody else, you know, has any stories for the week to share, you know, I'm here for it. Just like I said, if you have, you know, call in, it's, again, 319-527-6208. I feel like I'm kind of floundering right now because I closed my tab and then I lost my notebook because that's just the type of brain I have. And it's late. She'll be here. See, we're all on the struggle bus right now. She mentioned something about four planets in retrograde, which, I mean, I don't know about y'all. I feel like I'm being pulled in about a million different directions. So maybe that's it. They're just pulling on us. I don't know. So there's that. And I'm planning on next weekend, actually, I'm going camping. I'll be doing the show. There's a spot I know that I found that'll have the Wi-Fi. I can do the show, so I'll still be here. But, okay. Sorry, there was a call and then it left. Anyway, so it'll be a little bit of a different show, probably where, you know, Phoenix is calling in or I'll call in and she'll set up the show, but we'll both still be here, and it'll work out great. And we will also have, and I did double check this because of my misspeaking last week, Rita Cox is calling in. She's recently joined the Barefoot is Legal management team. And she'll be calling. We're doing the Meet the Management series, which is funny because I realize I have it kind of an interrupted series. It's going to be, you know, kind of management and then other members and then management. But anyway, we like to, you know, that help others get to know, you know, who it is that they've got. I don't want to say running the show, but, you know, we're here. Who's doing what within the group. And so let me – okay, it looks like I got Phoenix calling in. And so I'm going to let her in to say a quick hello and see what we've got going today. All right, so again, bear with me, folks. Are you there, Phoenix?
Yes, I'm here. Sorry, everything has been hectic this morning. For those of you who may be new, I am Phoenix. I run the Venetian Phoenix on Instagram. I get into Real Sky Astrology. But, you know, I'm Audrey's co-host. sorry that I'm late, y'all. But if you are feeling like everything is hectic and crazy and we're all in that boat, if you're into astrology at all like I am, we have four planets currently in retrograde, so, you know, we're all going through it. But if that's not your thing, that's okay. But if it is, you can check me out at the Venetian Phoenix. But I hope you are all having a, you know, beautiful barefoot weekend week. I got a couple new experiences, and my brain's a little messy, so I'm trying to keep everything straight. But I did get one of my friends to go on a full barefoot hike with me at the quarry. She definitely enjoyed it, but she did admit that she's like, yeah, I haven't built up my tolerance enough like you to have gone to a rock quarry. But she was like, but I don't, you know, she's like, I don't regret it. I loved it. It was worth it, you know, like,
yeah.
But it was one of those things where for her, you know, she just didn't even realize, like, wow, this is a lot harder than I, you know, thought, because she had never done it. But she was like, but it was also such a freeing experience nonetheless. So it kind of is kind of motivating her to build up her tolerance. So that way she can do that more often without, you know, having to worry about it. So it's like, I think it is good to push ourselves to show us, oh, like, you know, this was hard. And so then it shows us, okay, maybe I need to start doing this more. You know, and, sorry, I got distracted. I am driving over to Audrey currently, and there was a kid with a lemonade stand that this little girl was waving me down. I thought she needed help. I got freaked out for a second, so I, like, lost my train of thought. So sorry.
Don't be sorry. Drive safe. You're on the phone, chick.
Yeah, but I think it was...
Hold on. Disclaimer, we do not condone driving, talking on the phone. It's not safe. Don't do it, friends.
Oh, yeah. Don't listen to me.
Carry on.
But
I'm there. As we...
Anyway.
Yeah. Except for barefooting. Do that.
Yeah. I mean, I'm driving barefoot, first of all.
Good.
But anyway.
We're not talking about driving, not talking. Not happening. Anyway, carry on. Moving on.
So anyway, I think it was still a good experience for both of us. With summer ending, I think it's just good to still just try to get out there and see what you can do to make the most of, you know, what's left of summer. If you're a college student like me, you know, you're going to be going back, you know, to school soon, or, you know, in general, some people tend to have more responsibilities during the rest of the year. So I think it's great to try to just make use of, you know, what we have left of this beautiful weather, you know, and with your barefooting lifestyle, you know, go on a hike. But at the same time, you know, remember to go at your own pace and go by your own limitations. So, you know, just going on a walk is even a good way to do that around your neighborhood or something. So, you know, just take the time to, you know, make most of what we have left. But I think it was a good experience for her talking to her afterwards, where it was like, you know, made her realize that it is something that she really enjoys, but it is something you do still have to build up a tolerance to. So it's kind of almost motivating, where it's like, this was so much fun, I loved it, but it was hard. And so it kind of motivating to barefoot more, or, you know, to work on, you know, building up that, you know, foot tolerance more.
I said, I want to give you motivation for even just looking up ways of, you know, how to build it up, like other activities or exercises you can do. Because there's all kinds of stuff you can do to increase the tolerance to the different surfaces and textures and temperatures. And, you know,
yeah.
I actually have a goal. I
Like last winter, I made it 3 times I had to put shoes on. That was it. My goal is to do maybe even less than that. We'll just see. It all depends on what the weather brings is how I see it. I'm like, we'll just see what happens. Because if it's, you know, if it's freezing my feet to the floor, then obviously I'm going to put something on. It's like, again, a tool, a glove. Why is my neighbor mowing there? Can you hear that? Can you hear my neighbor mowing there?
Okay,
at least I know now that it's not obvious to everybody else. Anyway, I don't even remember where I was now. Oh, yeah, about just depending on what the weather brings, I'm hoping to be able to even maybe just go without putting them on at all this winter. We'll see how it goes. But I see shoes that, like, I don't think there's 100% no need for them, but I feel it's literally there's 99.9% no need for them. It's like a glove. Like, I'm not going to wear them in case, but if I have a circumstance where I'm cleaning up something gross or dangerous or whatever, and I need to put a glove on, okay, I'll put it on then and then I'll take it off. It's the same thing with shoe. It's, if it's dangerous or absolutely disgusting, then okay, but I'm not, I don't know, typical everyday life, there's no need for it. There's no need, you know, you people, was it, I can't remember what it's called, but given the worst case scenario, like, well, what if this, what if that, you know, it's null and void. How often does that happen? And if I'll cross that bridge when I get to it. But are you still there?
Oh, yeah. Sorry. I had muted myself while you were talking, but I'm actually here now. But, yeah, no, I agree. I do think that, you know, they are a tool to be used as necessary. And sorry, the double thing going on here.
I have to talk on my there. All right, there we go.
Sorry, guys, I'm here. The sound on both sides is throwing me off. But no, I do agree that, you know, shoes are, you know, a tool to be used as necessary, and you know they are not necessary at every given moment. Just like gloves or a hard hat or, I mean, really any tool.
I don't need a hammer all day. I'm not going to carry one around.
Exactly. And so I'm trying to remember. But I'm trying to remember where were the other places that, you know, I got out to this week. Everything is definitely been crazy. My apartment flooded this week.
Yeah. Again, or are you talking about from when I just came home last week?
No, again.
Again?
Yeah. So we had people in. I got the maintenance people involved, and it wasn't even anything we were doing. It was like there was a blockage from our neighbor's stuff. So I guess they must have been putting stuff in the drain that they should have been putting. We even have garbage disposal. So I'm like, how does that even happen?
They wash it down the wrong side.
I don't know. Well, there's literally only one side.
Oh, that's right. You only have one thing.
Yeah, so it's this big complicated thing. Yeah, sorry, guys. But, yes, there's been a lot. I've had car issues, everything. There's been a lot of crazy stuff going on. So my mind is a little messy. But I know I went to the bank. I went to Dollar General with a friend. She went in barefoot, too. It was the same one I went hiking with. She went in barefoot. As well. We actually didn't. I know that it's one that we've had issues with before,
yeah.
But we actually didn't have any issues. I've been in other ones and I haven't had any issues, but I wasn't really sure about going to the one that we went to. But it was everything
That's
was fine.
It's my biggest adversary. I just don't generally go in unless I absolutely have to, because there's always, I'm like, I don't want to deal with you, and I can go somewhere else and get a better product for usually less money.
Yeah.
Why would I want to deal with your butt?
No, exactly. And I even, you know, told her before we went in, I was like, you know, just saying, like, you know, me and my aunt have had issues with them, or me and Audrey have had issues with them, and, you know, So just, you know, don't be surprised. But if anybody says anything, you know, I will say what I always have in mind to say. I'm not breaking any laws or health codes, so therefore I am not doing anything wrong.
Yeah, here's what I'll tell you too, I've learned, is so say you go in there and they try and stop you, I will provide, before I provide them with my list, I'm like, okay, I need you to get me these items. And if they tell me they can't do it or they won't do it, I will inform them that because they serve the public and they're not allowing me in because of my medical or spiritual reasons, mm-hmm. they still have to provide me services, so you need to have somebody go and get these mm-hmm. items for me, or you can just let me go and get them.
Yeah.
Well, 9 times out of 10, they take the curry out.
Yeah. Well, and it is something that's also really important to bring up. And sometimes I even, you know, will, you know, have that in mind where, you know, I'm not breaking any laws and health codes. Therefore, I'm not doing anything wrong. And I do not have to explain my medical reasons for barefooting to you.
Exactly. And if they try to, you know, we can refuse service to anyone, I'm like, well, not when you're discriminating against legally protected categories.
And first of all, you know, there are no laws or health codes against barefooting. But like we've been, you know, kind of discussing, like, there are so many different reasons for it. Medical, spiritual, cultural, you know, sensory issues. So, you know, that does, you know, do with medical, but there are physical aspects, you know, just as mental health aspects to why it is medically beneficial. There are learning benefits. You know, there's so many more benefits, but it does come down to deeper issues of discrimination when medical issues, religious reasons, and cultural reasons, and probably other reasons that I may be leaving out, you know. And if there are any reasons or any things that, you know, we haven't discussed that are valid to you that you would love to share, let us know. Reach out to us, you know, either, you know, through this show, or you can reach out to Audrey through the Instagram at Real Barefoot Is Legal, and kind of, you know, help address some other issues and aspects of barefooting that maybe we haven't discussed. You know, as long as it is, you know, family friendly appropriate, of course, because this is a family friendly group.
This is an advocacy group, not.
Yeah.
If you're into the fetishy lifestyle, that's fine, but this is not that group. This is not the group for that. This is the group for advocating for our freedom of barefooting, basically.
Yeah.
You know,
as long as it's respectful and, you know, appropriate for all ages, you know, then, you know, we're welcome to talk about it. But if it's not appropriate, keep it to yourself. Keep it out of the group. It will not be tolerated within Barefoot Is Legal. So, but, you know, there are so many valid reasons, and things can be, you know, deeper than this is just my barefooting right, but it can be discrimination on other grounds. And so do not let people bully you out of your rights or bully you out of, you know, thinking that what you're doing is wrong when it is right for you. If it's right for you and you're not hurting anyone, it doesn't matter. Keep living your life.
Yeah.
Keep doing you, you know.
I'm living this life for me and my body. So,
exactly.
I'm here for you, but I'm not going to live my life for you. I'm not going to change myself because of somebody might not like it. I don't care if you like me or not.
Yeah. And, you know, our mind-body connection is so important. And for some people, you know, that can get into spiritual aspects. Well, for some people, it's just purely, you know, I'm living my life, very, you know, scientific, very logical view of it. But regardless of how you want to look at it, spiritual or scientific, there is a very important connection between our minds and our bodies. And so it's really important to, you know, listen to our bodies, listen to what it needs. And, you know, like we brought up the mental aspects of barefooting. Most people that barefoot, they just feel so much better mentally. Even my friend Beatrix was talking about how she feels very free. And, you know, it's like she feels like a child, but in the best way possible, you know, where it's like you feel free without, you know, that like nothing bad can happen in a way. But
it's funny how you can feel safer with your shoes, your feet completely exposed to the elements and to life and the world around you. You can feel 100% safer.
Exactly. You can feel so much safer. And that's what a lot of people don't understand, that is a very important mental aspect, you know, barefooting, is you just feel, shoes can make you feel so trapped, so stuck. It can cut off your sensory awareness. And, you know, and that can be both on, you know, a physical, scientific level and even on a spiritual level. You know, I can relate to that and have had experience with that through barefooting on both levels of where I just feel more aligned and more in tune with my body, with the earth and the energy around me when I'm not wearing shoes, especially in nature. And, you know, for my spiritual aspects of, you know, that I get into barefooting, grounding in the earth and nature are very key. Nature itself, so like the earth, plants, the grass, mud, as well as water, are naturally cleansing and purifying of energy. And so for me, barefooting is a great way to be able to have that, to get that energy, that negativity just off of me, away
right.
from me.
And even if you're, say, quote unquote, part-time barefooter, or, you know, if you do prefer shoes, if you, I've talked to people who, you know, they won't give them up. That's fine. Whatever. Your life. Your choice.
Uh-huh.
That's what we're here about is choice. I don't want to
yeah.
force anybody out of their shoes any more than I want forced into shoes. We've said it. We'll say it again.
Mm-hmm.
But I've had a friend who was in the middle of a full-blown, like, anxiety attack, and I talked them into taking their shoes off and just putting their feet on the ground and breathing, and they, within minutes, they were calm. They
mm-hmm.
were able to calm. So just having that connection in between your feet and the ground can be very, you know, very calming, very, you know, just help you focus your brain
mm-hmm.
and, you know, remember who you are and where you are and why you're here, you know, even if you don't know why you're here, it's like, you know why you're here.
Well, and even
you
from...
You feel why you're here more than
well,
well,
and even, you know, from a psychology standpoint, for those of you that don't know, I did get my associate in psychology in May of this year, and I'm planning on continuing my studies with that, but... You know, from a psychological standpoint, we can get so overwhelmed with everything going on in our head that we lose touch of our body, where we
yeah.
are, what's really going on.
It's like we're a floating head.
Yeah. And so,
There's more to it.
Nature has, you know, when I took stress management, we talked about how even just exposure to nature
mm-hmm.
is really good at helping reduce cortisol levels, which is the stress hormone. It's really good at helping manage stress and just detox.
Yeah.
So, you know, even if you don't want to barefoot in your everyday life, if you are overwhelmed and you need a detox, go outside somewhere where you can comfortably go without your shoes, even if you're just sitting for most of it. Just sit in the grass or, you know, sit on a chair with your feet in the grass and just breathe. Feel the earth. Remember that you're alive and you get to experience nature. Yes, the world is crazy. Yes, you've got problems. We all got problems. And it's hard, and we can get so
the definition
lost
of life
in
is
it.
Problem.
Jeez. Just, you know, take a moment to breathe and be like, you know what, I get to enjoy nature. I get
mm-hmm.
to, you know, so just breathe and let it detox you, you know, even on, you know, and, you know, even if you're not a spiritual person like I am, you know, getting into more of the cleansing energetic aspects of nature and the water. And I have friends that have really enjoyed that with barefooting, like, you know, get their shoes off, get in the water,
mm-hmm.
feel the earth. And they say it just has this cleansing energetic effect. Even if you don't look at it in that spiritual way or in that energetic way, I mean, there is proof that nature
mm-hmm.
has, you know, great mental health benefits and physical benefits.
Exactly.
And
it's very healing.
Yes. It's very good for managing your stress.
And it
stress.
Makes sense because think about how well it heals itself.
Yeah.
Like when, especially when, I'm not trying to get too off topic, but when, you know, humans don't F it up. Like, look, it's healing itself.
Yeah.
But I, poop. I forgot what I was going to say, friends. Carry
no,
on for a minute. It'll
no,
come
you're
back
good.
To me. It'll come back.
But
to
no,
me.
Like, there are so many, you know, benefits that have been proven even by science. So if you are feeling overwhelmed, just take a second, even in your backyard or at the park, if you can find a quiet space, just take your
mm-hmm.
shoes off, walk around, or just sit in the grass and just breathe.
Yeah.
Just allow yourself to connect with nature. But I can understand that on a sensory level, it may be hard for you to connect in with nature in different ways. So find ways that are comfortable for you, you know.
Okay.
But I definitely recommend if you're feeling really overwhelmed, just pop your shoes off and just let your feet breathe. What were we going to say, Ms. Audrey?
Oh, hold on again. No, I got it. Wow, brain.
It's okay.
One day, I always say one day my brain will function, and that's a lie. It's not going to ever, friends. So don't count on it. Hence the new extent too. But expecting the rest to let me. Anyway, off topic. I've noticed too, especially like I've been doing this for years. Like I barefoot everywhere except for at work right now because I have to. But I still even then have to take my shoes off for the because of the milk allergy I've discussed. I don't want to track milk around the carpet after cleaning meals, but. Like, so even, like, I'll feel boxed in even sometimes because I'm not made for the city. I might be in the city, but I was not made for the city. just going to, even obviously I'm not shedding my shoes because they're already off, but going, moving from the, like, concrete just to a small grassy patch can make the world a difference. Like,
exactly.
So even if you're stuck in a city where there's really not much around you to experience, you know, you have concrete jungles or whatever you want to call them, like, finding just even just a small grassy patch, or keep a planter on your porch that you can, you know, not too tall, that you can use as an ottoman,
yeah,
prop your feet up in, you know, just temporarily. You get the dirt. It's not the same. It's not the same. I will acknowledge that. That is not, I've done it though. But it's that planter out there. I've done it.
Uh-huh.
Just to try. But it's not the same, but it's better than nothing, because you still,
yeah,
have the life flowing through that pot.
Yeah.
But just, even, like I said, I'll go from walking on all these hard concrete surfaces or asphalt surfaces all day, and I'll just stand in the grass for a minute. So it's like this very healing and feeling it through your feet. There's something about all the nerve endings and, you know, the way your skin is, your foot skin is in contact with the earth over anything else. Because
mm-hmm.
I like to walk around too, and I'll just put my hands on trees and just breathe,
yeah,
and feel. But there's something about the feet that just,
well, and I would love to have Meg back,
yes,
on, who we had on
her
a few months ago, because she has degrees, I believe, in kinesthesiology, and there was something else, I believe, but I cannot remember 100%, but kinesthesiology is the study of the movement of the body,
mm-hmm,
and so she had a lot of really great information with us, and she even talked about vibrations and talked about, you know, the vibrations in the concrete versus the vibrations in the grass are different,
yes,
you know. And when I talk about vibrations in a spiritual aspect, a lot of people can kind of interpret me like, oh, she's just a crazy hippie spiritual lady, whatever.
Which may be true, but.
And yes, that may be true.
But
you would be surprised how much of that is still rooted in science, because when you get into it, everything is vibrations, you know. Atoms are constantly vibrating, and
yeah,
our voices are vibrations. Music is vibrations. Every sound we hear is a vibration. And I mean, even
every feeling we feel.
Well, and even lights are technically vibrations, because they're waves.
Yeah.
You know, so when it really comes down to it, everything is vibrational. And so there is a lot of science, you know, that connects to it. And so I loved talking with her a few months ago, because, you know, we were able to really kind of see eye to eye, while she was coming from a more scientific, very educated background, while I was coming from a very spiritual, you know, background. And I, you know, I've been studying a stoic knowledge for, you know, probably about 7 years now, which is, you know, spiritual knowledge or any, and so, you know, we, you know, it's not the same thing as, you know, her going to school for these science things, obviously, you know, like
right,
kinesthesiology, and I forget what else it was. So I feel bad that I can't remember, but she's a very intelligent lady, and I'd love to have her on again. And I'm sure everyone would love to hear her talk again. But it was really great how we were able to kind of connect with these similar ideas, and what we were saying, you know, it worked together. It made sense together. And so it shows that, you know, there, it isn't just one thing, you know, all of this is happening on different levels, and
everything's connected.
And everything is connected. It is. And, you know, our feet do have a lot of nerves. I mean, and when you get into, you know, chakras, or, you know, just the general, you know, spiritual aspects of the way the body functions with energy, or when you get into astrology, your feet represent your roots, your foundation. And when you look at it, they are the foundation of your body.
Your foundation, the stronger your structure.
And your roots are, and your feet are a very, you know, important aspect, you know, even in, you know, spirituality, because they represent the foundation. And so, you know, it is important to take care of them. And you do have a lot of key nerves in your feet that go throughout your body. And I would love to talk more about her, because she could definitely explain it a lot better. I've read a bit about it myself, but I don't feel very confident enough in my explaining, so I'm
right,
sorry if it doesn't sound that well put together.
We need to do a show on actually foot care, like the care of taking care of our most precious,
Well, and that's something that I've even been considering for myself, you know, especially with my, you know, own spiritual beliefs and practices and the importance of, you know, your feet and your foundation and your roots. It's definitely something that I've been considering, and it's something that, you know, I've been trying to get better at, you know, taking care of my feet. So I would love to kind of discuss more about that because, you know, as barefooters, yes, we love barefooting. We love feeling the earth, but I think sometimes we can forget how important it is to still take care of our feet, you know, and take that time. And in general, in our, you know, society, I feel like a lot of people don't have time to take care of themselves. And a lot of things that we call self-care are really just self-maintenance. And we don't even have a lot of, I feel like, the time and energy to, you know, take care of ourselves, do the maintenance work. And so yeah. I would love to be able to discuss more on how to fit that into our lives and, you know, easier, because it's something that I've been trying to consider for myself currently, you know, and I think about, you know, I barefoot a lot, like, you know, my feet, you know, in general, you know, our feet are very key to our roots and our foundation.
Different lotions and massages and whatnot that you can do to maintain.
Yeah. And we all have, you know, different reasons for barefooting, and we all have different issues. You know, I have, you know, nerve issues, so, you know, I do have to be a little bit more mindful with my feet. And I do struggle with a lot of pain with my feet, especially, but as well as throughout my entire body. So,
I think
you know,
I broke my toe, so I need to figure that out.
Owie.
My toe
looks swollen. It does look swollen.
Yeah, I just kind of went. Anyway,
back
sorry, yeah,
with your toe.
But they're not going to do anything for a broken toe, although it hurts.
Oh, yeah, they won't.
Yeah. I did some. Anyway.
But.
For those who want to say anything, no wearing shoes wouldn't have helped me because I was. Okay. The only time I ever hurt my feet is when I got shoes on.
For real. But I don't know. In general, you know.
That argument's null and void. I just want to say that like now because that's the literally the only time I actually have been hurting my feet lately is.
Shoes. Oh, yeah. No, I feel like my feet, most of the time, when they hurt the most, it's shoes. And I'm thankful that I've, you know, been able to be in a place in my life where I currently really only have to wear shoes when I actually need to wear them.
Which is rare!
And so it's nice. It is nice because it's like I am able to use them as a tool when necessary.
For their actual purpose.
Yeah.
A friggin' tool. And I, you know what, though, I got to say, and this is coming from a girl who's been doing this basically her entire life, more full-time as I get older, of course, but, like, literally, like I said before, I used to get detentions in Saturday schools for taking my shoes off at school and leaving them in a classroom, yada, yada. But, like, friends that have actually been able to throw them out, all of them, that's freaking awesome.
Yeah.
Because I would love to do, I mean, currently I can't because my job, and people, you know, so I'm at, I've heard the argument, well, you could find a better job, you know, and I'm like, I actually love my job. It's what I went to school for. It's been my dream job since I was little. I love my job. Just because I don't like one aspect of my job doesn't mean I said that. But I'm like, I'm where I'm supposed to be, so it's like, mm-hmm. I currently can't. But even, like, with that, I would still keep, like, just a pair of barefoot. I would just in case, like, say the ground's too hot for me or
mm-hmm.
whatever. You
know,
no,
for
but,
the necessary reason.
Yeah. So I applaud those that literally they have zero. And I'm like, that's amazing to me. I'm like, I can't imagine. Because you know me by now. Anybody that either listens to the show or follows the Instagram or follows my actual Instagram, whatever, or whatnot, you know, like, if there's a picture of me with shoes on, there were extreme circumstances.
And you were probably
you know,
unhappy the entire
time. I hated it every second. Like,
I feel like, I have known Audrey my entire life, and I feel like I've seen you wear shoes maybe 20 times.
And you're 20 years old.
Yeah, and I'm 20. I'll be 21 in about 3 months. And, yeah, I've seen Audrey wear shoes maybe like 20 times.
Maybe. Yeah, I don't.
And it's gotten to the point, though, and, like, my boyfriend, I've been with him for about 3 years, and
I don't think he's ever seen me wear them.
Oh, I know he's never seen you wear them. And he makes jokes about how I'm so much like my aunt, because at this point, if he sees me in shoes, he's like, what's going on? Like, or sometimes they'll be like, can you tell it's hot out? And he'll be like, what? And he'll look down and be like, oh, you actually have shoes on? Because when we were having those, like, 100-degree days,
You know, the ground or the asphalt, like, especially, like, the concrete really wasn't that bad for me, but, like, the black asphalt, that was what the problem was, and it got so hot, even I had to wear shoes, and the kids I watched, you know, were forced to have to wear their shoes, and they hated it as much as I did, especially the youngest. She loves being able to take her shoes off and stuff, and, yeah, so... It's definitely a very freeing experience, and if you, you know, are in general, if you're ever just feeling overwhelmed and you feel trapped, just pop your shoes off. You'd be surprised what it would do for you, you know, and, you know, we're not saying you have to do it 24/7, and, you know, even if you, and even if you want to, you may be put in situations where for your job, you may not have that choice, and that's okay, because, you know, that doesn't make you any less of a barefooter. It doesn't, you know. But just, you know, take the time to try it if you haven't tried it, you know, because there it'll make you feel better. You know, you may not think it, and, you know, you may not want to, and you may have issues with, you know, certain surfaces, so it may take time, you know, because I know a lot of people that, you know, are big shoe wearers, they have the opposite issue where they have a sensory issue touching things, and that's why they like wearing shoes so much. And I have had friends like that, but there are times too when they're overwhelmed, they still like being able to pop them off. You know, they'll even complain, oh, my feet hurt, I want to pop them off. And sometimes it's for them, they don't even really want to wear them. They just, it's their own sensory issue. So if you have that opposite issue, you know, just take the time to try to find ways to work around that where you can have that freeing feeling and, you know, be sensorily comfortable.
So just a few minutes a day is beneficial for your mental, physical, and spiritual health. So it's, you do what works for you and your body and your brain.
Yeah.
We all have different brains and different bodies. Mm-hmm. And we do, our job here is not to live for anybody else. It's to figure out what works for us.
Yeah.
And
so if you are somebody that is, you know, more comfortable in shoes, just take the time to try it. You know, I think it would still benefit you, you know, even if it's just 5 minutes or if it's just when a day when you're really overwhelmed and you're like, dude, I just want to break down and cry. Just pop your shoes off. See what that might do for you. It might make
sometimes breaking down and crying is also.
And you know what? If you want to break down and cry and be barefoot, hey, that sounds like the best emotional release possible. So, you know, take the time to, you know, at least try it and break out of your comfort zone, and you'll probably like it more than you think. But we are going to run a quick ad break, folks, and we'll be back in a second to finish our discussion.
Yep, we'll be back in a minute. Well, assuming I can
get the ad to work.
I mean, there's always that. All right, here we go, folks. We'll be back.
Earthing, also known as grounding, is the act of touching our body's skin directly to the earth, just like our ancestors did as they slept, sat, and walked on the ground nearly every day of their lives. This simple connection allows Earth's natural negative electrons to enter the human body, pacifying dangerous free radicals, which, if left unchecked, can cause severe damage to cells that can lead to many chronic diseases. Ground Therapy's patented process and suite of products were designed for you to experience all the benefits of grounding in your busy and modern lifestyle. And you'll experience the benefits of grounding within the safety and comfort of your home or office throughout the entire day, just as if you were touching the earth itself.
The information is provided for general informational purposes only. The contents are not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Ground Therapy Incorporated makes no representations about the efficiency, appropriateness, or suitability of any specific tests, procedures, treatments, services, opinions, healthcare providers, or other information that may be contained in or available through the information provided.
Have you looked at the price of Bitcoin lately? Cryptocurrencies are the hottest financial investment right now. Well, what if you can get free Bitcoin fractions by having an app on your phone or PC? Introducing Lolli, a website that rewards you with free Bitcoin pieces with your online purchases. You purchase from one of thousands of companies like Chewy, Old Navy, Groupon, and others. You get a percent of your purchase back in Bitcoin. Use my link on freedomizerradio.live or find me on Facebook for your special link to get started. Lolli, earn free Bitcoin while you shop.
Freaks, outsiders, weirdos, the wallflowers, oddball loser, fish out of water, speak up, talk quieter.
We are different. There's no arguing. It's a fact. A patchwork of flaws, we grow and adapt. We're funky, unconventional. See life through kaleidoscope eyes. In a field full of clovers, with our four leaves, we bask in blue skies. Flaws are natural. Our imperfections, our weaknesses, our scars. There is a misfit in all of us. We just have to be brave enough to embrace who we are.
Food waste is one of the most easily solvable problems, literally the low-hanging fruit of environmentalism. Pardon the pun, it's my job.
About 20% of all produce never makes it off the farm.
It's because they just look a little funny.
A little weird, but when you cut into it, it's perfectly good food.
It's just a total shame. It's totally good stuff.
We buy ugly produce directly from farms that often would go to waste because supermarkets won't buy it because of how it looks, and we deliver it to people's doors.
Beauty standards for an apple.
This isn't that ugly at all. Like, that's the most common first box, like, complaint we get.
We change that. We educate people. We show them how amazing these fruits and vegetables are.
Have food delivered to your house.
Box of produce every week.
And it's more affordable.
At a very reasonable price.
Cheaper than the grocery store.
I spend a lot less time in grocery stores.
It's an adventure every time that you open your box.
High quality produce.
There's nothing wrong with the produce.
And they taste exactly the same, if not better.
Save those fruits and vegetables that get wasted every year.
And it's delivered to your door, like...
But what? Why wouldn't you do?
Please go to our website, freedomizerradio.live, and sign up for Imperfect Foods today. Use our promo code and get money off your first order. Go ahead and get some organic and all-natural meats, dairy, snacks, breads, and non-GMO produce.
Oh, welcome back this fine Saturday afternoon. Well, afternoon for me. I'm not sure what time of day it is for you. This is Barefoot is Legal Radio. We are a 501c3 nonprofit organization, and we are dedicated to promoting the rights and legality of living the barefoot lifestyle and providing empowerment and encouragement to those who choose to live it and education for those who are curious. So, you know, if you have any questions, comments, anything like that, either a quick Google search or you can go to barefootislegal.org. We're also on Facebook, Instagram. Instagram is Real Barefoot is Legal. TikTok, Barefoot is Legal 2, as in the number 2. And we are on basically every social media platform that is out there. I am your host, Audrey, with my co-host, Ms. Phoenix. I want to mention also we are, so like right now I'm, you know, doing a live show on a Saturday afternoon. We have been picked up, too, by Mix 105 radio, internet radio, an Indiana company, who will play this show not tomorrow, but they will play it next, the following Sunday, 4 to 5:30 a.m. for you to listen to across, you know, wherever you have internet radio, I reckon. we are, what else did I want to say? Do you remember?
I'm not sure.
I don't remember. Anyway, it'll come to me. My brain is garbage. There was something you wanted to discuss, though, so I'm going to pass it on over to my co-host, Miss Phoenix, here.
Hi, I'm Phoenix. Back to Barefoot, Barefoot is Legal Radio. So I wanted to talk about this fun aspect of barefooting. My friend Beatrix, who I mentioned, I went hiking and we both went to Dollar General barefooting, had no problems. She actually had gone to a Greta Van Fleet concert last week, and her and one of our other friends who she had gone with were, I guess, joking before the concert, and, you know, if you don't know Greta Van Fleet, they're more of a, like, folksy, hippie band, and, you know, they were making a joke about, oh, I bet these hippies are going to be barefoot or whatever, and two of the four members of the band were barefoot,
actually. And so they thought it was so funny. She sent me like two pictures of it. So I think it was just really cool. I guess to
see it more.
Yeah. And I'm glad that she was able to kind of see that. And I think that it's really interesting because, you know, we talk about, you know, the sensory aspect of shoes. You're more aware, you're, you know, more in touch with your surroundings and what's happening. And like how we already talked about, you know, vibrations and, you know, a little bit about, you know, like how the body and so I feel like that's a really key thing with music. You know, you can really feel the vibrations, you know, through your feet,
well,
you know.
The people that are hearing impaired will listen to music barefoot because they can feel it versus, because if you can't hear it with your ears, you kind of hear it with your body through the vibrations it puts through your system.
Yeah, and I thought that was really interesting. When I had taken an ASL class, or American Sign Language, we brought up different aspects of, you know, how to also, like, you know, like we brought up how to get people's attention, you know, if they can't hear you, like, you know, like flip a light switch. But even vibrations, like hitting a table, was like obviously not aggressively or anything, but hitting a table enough so that they could feel the vibration.
And then know that, yeah.
And yeah, and then get their attention. And we and the instructor or professor, she brought up you know, a little bit about, like, you know, like listening to music, you know, with your, you know, your body, like through the vibrations, you know, for hearing impaired individuals. And and I don't know if anybody's watched like Switched at Birth, but I remember I watched
that show.
I watched that when I was younger, and like, especially in like middle school, early high school. And, you know, the main character, Daphne, is deaf and, you know, loved feeling the vibrations of music. And that's one aspect of music that I love. Like, I don't just love hearing it. Like, I love feeling it. Like, I love
your soul.
Yeah, like, I love when I'm in the car and I can even, you know, yeah, like, honestly, feel the vibrations. And so, I don't know, I definitely think, like, barefooting is just, with music is so fun.
Well,
I thought it was really
before,
cool to kind of see
different nerve
that.
Endings that are in your feet,
because exactly.
Our feet were made, they weren't made for shoes. Our feet were not made for shoes. Shoes were made for feet, okay? And they're not even made well for feet. But
at
anyway,
all.
Like, that's
they're basically death traps at
like,
this point.
All the nerve endings in our feet are so we can, you know, function and survive without shoes. So you can pick up on the vibrations of, you know, music or other sounds with your feet. You really, truly can. If you disagree with that, go ahead and try it. Give it a shot. If you still disagree with me, that's fine. But, you know, till you try it, don't knock it.
But even when you're at a concert, like, you know, you can feel the vibrations in your
my
body, you know.
Rob Zombie barefoot. Oh, that was phenomenal. I'm not even going to lie. When I went, so obviously I was barefoot because
it's you.
Like, I didn't even have them there. If they had told me I had him, like, I ain't got nothing. But feeling that energy just, like, without shoes is just, it's phenomenal. I went to the Celtic Fest. Oh, that's what I did. I went to the Celtic Fest last weekend. And it was amazing. Of course, I'm barefoot, no shoes, and just feeling the music. And like, you can feel the people around you dancing. You can feel, you know, their movement.
The energy.
Just through my feet. And there's just something about music and bare feet.
Exactly.
You know, life and bare feet, obviously. But, like, there's something about when you just throw that. Even if you don't ever try it at a concert. Do it at a concert. I promise you, you won't regret it.
Me and my sister have tickets to see Paramore in Cincinnati in November, the week after my 21st birthday. So I'm so excited about that. I have loved Paramore and Hayley Williams. If you haven't listened to her solo music, but you love Paramore, highly recommend it. Yeah. It is a different sound, though, but I love it. And it's a lot more personal to her, so it's just so good. But anyway, you know, I've loved this band. I love this, you know, singer for so long, that it is an exciting experience to be able to go in general, but I do plan on going barefoot. I had sandals with me when I went to the Halsey concert in June. I believe I took them off at one point, but even when I had them on, like, you could still just feel it through your entire body, you know, the sound, the waves, you know, just hitting you. And so I am excited to be able to do that barefoot, and that one will be indoors. So I definitely think it'll be interesting in general to finally see a band that I love, but I'm definitely excited to be able to just barefoot, feel the vibrations, be able to fully be in that experience. And I think that barefooting does help you fully be in that experience with music because you're just feeling the vibrations enter your body through your feet, your foundation.
Yeah.
And so I'd love to even have Meg on, like, you know, I already said in the show earlier, I would love to have Meg on again, who we had on a couple months ago. She's got a background in kinesthesiology and some other similar aspects. I can't remember. I feel bad. But I would love to talk with her and even bring up music with her and the vibrations of that, because I'm sure she could share so much great knowledge with us on that. But, I mean, there you can feel the music through your feet, you know. And so I think that's another way that people can get that freeing feeling while incorporating barefooting, you know, just try to create that, you know, environment in your home, you know, even for you, where you can listen to the music, feel the vibrations, and just, you know, I don't know why people would wear shoes around their home in the first place. I really don't. I don't know. But yeah, my mom, I don't know. That's about it. But, like, in general, I mean, if you find yourself overwhelmed and you're like, why am I still wearing my shoes at home? Pop them off. Listen to music. Just allow yourself to connect and feel free with it. Because the music in general is a very healing and freeing thing for me and many people. So I think it's a really great thing to be able to incorporate two such freeing and healing things.
Inexpensive therapy, for sure.
Honestly, like, I feel like, you know, nature barefooting and listening to music are like personal therapy, you know, and they are personal soothing techniques that are, you know, very healthy and beneficial. So I definitely recommend, you know, just taking the time to do that if you feel overwhelmed.
I
remember if there was anything else I was going to bring up, but sorry.
No, go ahead. I
can't remember if I had anything else to bring up. Sorry, it'll come to me if you had anything to say.
We're having a day. We're having a week, month, year, you know, REM. It's one of those things, too, where it's, as we've said a million times, there are multiple reasons, many, many different ways to go about it, whether you plan to be full-time or use it as just a relaxation thing or an exercise thing or whatever. There's plenty of information out there, and we are available to answer any questions as well. You know, you can reach out to us through the Instagram groups, Facebook groups, email as our through, I have Audrey Krauss at barefootislegal.org. You can email me any questions, which I'm going to be honest, now that I just said that, I don't think I've checked that for a few months. So if you sent me an email, I'm going to apologize now, and I'll check that after the show just to see. But there are plenty of us who have different, we agree on the same goal of, you know, barefoot is legal. We all have that in common, but we all have different ways of going about it because we are all different people.
We have all different needs and different backgrounds.
Where, you know, one person has view A, another person has view B, even though they all come around to the same solution. It's not like math, you know, there's not one right answer, one right method, there's a right answer, barefoot. But I mean, like, there's no one method to get there or to answer that question or to approach that situation. So there's plenty of us you can reach out to and plenty of places to get your information. But it all leads to the fact that it is legal. It is safe. There are no health codes against it. It can be, if you need it to be, it's a key, you know, method to care for yourself and your body and to live your best, freest, fullest life.
Yeah, I think that it can be a very useful self-soothing technique or mental health tool for a lot of people, even if you are somebody that prefers to wear shoes. I think it's something that you can still use and can have a lot of great benefit from in those moments when you are overwhelmed.
And Austin, I talked to Austin, that he's to my contact at the Mix 105. Him and I were discussing about how he was given the advice, he's in a panic attack, to take his shoes off and feel the ground when he, you know, in the middle of a panic attack, and he was amazed at how well that helped.
Yeah.
So it's amazing. Like, it's just even for a few minutes. So he's started, you know, getting into it more, and I think that's why he's interested in, you know, our show and our message.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's to show there are many, many reasons and many benefits.
And they're all valid.
Like, exactly. And our feet were made for feeling and for functioning. They're a functional body part. It's not like our spleen or our spleen.
It's not like our appendix.
Our appendix.
Yeah.
You know?
Or our gallbladder.
So it's not like they have a function, and their function is, you know, for
movement.
Movement and feeling and
sensory.
They're not just platforms at the bottom of your legs to keep you from falling over.
They are our foundation.
Exactly.
Like, you know, whether you look at it spiritually or from a physical, scientific aspect, mm-hmm. they are our foundation. And in order to have a strong body and have a strong mind and have a strong soul, we need to have a strong foundation.
Exactly.
And when you get into the spiritual aspects of, you know, your feet and your roots and your feet can be connected to your trauma, your childhood, your soul growth. So these can have to do with, you know, your foundation on much deeper levels as well. On a spiritual level, your feet are connected. Mm-hmm. So, it is really important to focus on your foundation and have a strong one, not just physically, but mentally and spiritually as well. And, you know, I agree that, you know, they are functional. They're meant for movement. You know, for me with my nerve issues, I move so much better without shoes. You know, some people might think, oh, I have nerve issues, I might need to wear shoes. No, it's the opposite thing. I move better. They move the way they're supposed to. And sometimes I have to move my body in ways that it's not supposed to be moved for me. And I'm able to do that more freely and move comfortably without shoes, you know, because my feet are more flexible.
You have to go and move and you've got a shoe on, that shoe's going to keep your foot in one, you know, position. Whereas, you know, you might need your pinky toe to stick out a little. I don't know exactly what they do. I don't really look at my feet when I move. I just can feel that they're doing something that they normally, like, I know if they were boxed in, they wouldn't do.
So, no, but like, I feel like my soul doesn't move properly. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Like, is that what you're trying to say? Like, okay, sorry.
No, go on.
Oh, I was just going to say, like, I feel like my soul, like the bottom of my foot just moves. Like it's supposed to. You don't realize what your toes are doing, but like I feel like my toes even just move, you know, more freely the way they're supposed to, more flexible, more bendable. But I even have, you know, more traction, more grip, you know, more resistance against smoother surfaces. Like for me, you know, walking with a cane, if I go into the bank I go into, their floors, or even with a lot of stores, their floors are so, like, I'm going to slide around, and being barefoot helps me have, you know, more grip or more traction, so that way I don't, you know, slide out from underneath myself or something. But I didn't know if you had anything to add. I'm sorry.
No, I was just trying to say, it's like, you know, if your foot's boxed in, you can't move. Like, for me, okay,
uh-huh.
So, like, the doctor mentioned about, like, with my knees and my back.
Uh-huh.
Or, if I've had shoes on and I go to move weird, my foot can't move. And then it will tweak in my kneecap or in my lower back. But when I'm barefoot and the muscles in my feet can move the way they're supposed to, then travels upwards, so then those following muscles will move the way they're supposed to, and I'm not getting the injuries, and I'm not having the pain that I would have wearing a shoe. They talk about support. I'm like, the support I need is what I have, and that is stronger foot muscles and tendons because they've been allowed to,
more
quote-unquote, exercise and build up, and the flexibility and the strength.
Yeah.
The strength in the foot, like the support that you get in a shoe, that's weakening your foot.
Well,
that is causing
your allowed to
foot
move the way you
well,
need
right.
them to.
And it's causing
to.
Your
yeah.
foot. Now your foot is dependent on having something under it.
Yeah.
To keep it from, like, I have high arches. And I used to, you know, my parents would buy me shoes. They would buy high arch support. And I'm like, that was just garbage. Because, and for me, it may be the best thing for somebody else. So I'm not trying to say for everybody. But for me, it has been
garbage.
Garbage. Yeah. Like,
yeah.
So when I barefoot, like, now my arches, I still have high arches. My feet are also wider and more, there's more stability there. You know, you build a wider bridge, you can make it longer, right? Well, same thing, or you can make it taller.
Mm-hmm.
So it's more spread out, but it has the strength. I'm not dependent on an arch support.
Mm-hmm.
So then when my foot can move the way it's supposed to, again, it just travels upwards. And my, you know, I don't know, shin muscles, calf muscles, or shin muscles, that's a bone. Anyway, my butt, you know, work up, and then so my knees aren't doing, like, I still have some issues, but they're not doing the popping, cracking, pulling, hurting.
Yeah, no.
And then that travels up the rest of my leg into my hips and into my back and all the way up.
No, and what you're saying, like, honestly, is, like, that basically what I was even trying to say, and that's what I was trying to say, is, like, is that what you're saying? Like, because when you have that more flexibility even in your foot, you're, all of your muscles are moving more flexibility.
Exactly.
And I know
it all, your body, every body part is made to work together.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it, that's there. There.
Yeah.
That's what I was trying to get out. It's all made to work together. And if you give too much support to one, you know, that's not part, then it weakens that and therefore weakens the rest.
Mm-hmm.
If that makes sense.
No, I get what you mean. Like,
I'm not trying to be snippy. I'm just trying to make sure my brain.
No, it's fine. And I tell you what you're saying. And I think that, you know, we're, I feel like, you know, because we don't have the same exact health issues, but we have very similar ones. I think that, you know, we are kind of saying the same thing, but in our own words, because, you know, we're different people with different minds.
Right.
But at the same time, it's the same thing. When your feet can move better, the rest of your body can move better.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's more flexibility. You know, I feel like when my feet, my toes, and, like, my soul, like, when your soul, like what I was trying to say, like, when my soul moves more freely, my muscles that go up the rest of my body, my legs in general move more freely. And, you know, shoes can definitely compress and cramp everything.
Yeah.
But
like I said, when you said, if you're slipping and you lose your balance, you know, say if you're in a shoe, you can feel like where you could even feel your feet and your toes trying to splay out or do whatever it is they do to stop it. But if you go shoe on, they can't do that.
Yeah, you can't.
And
move
you're
more
likely
yeah.
to fall because you can't naturally catch yourself.
Yeah,
because
you're able to react better when your feet are freer because you're able to react more naturally and
exactly.
move, and then your foot is. Yeah,
and I'm sure there's scientific
terms
for that, but we're
But you have more access to, you know, your movement, your feet, and so no, I totally get what you mean. And even for me, like, you know, my with my osteoarthritis and my scoliosis, my bones shift a lot. And I know you have issues with discs in your back.
Yeah,
you know, so
and
it's like
fibromyalgia.
Yeah,
and abnormally long patellar tendon.
Yeah,
that's
and
fun.
You know, and I also have fibromyalgia, but like not even just with like, because like with the nerve aspects of fibromyalgia, it definitely does help. But even with the bone shifting, or like for you, the disc shifting thing, when things are moving the ways that they're not supposed to naturally, because that's you know your physical health issue with your body, your shoes get messed up so much more. You
well,
know,
and,
because
yeah.
you're
yeah.
not standing properly. Like, I have issues where my legs or my hips will be off, or my back will be decompressed, you know,
and then
it just messes up the tread inside.
Right,
and you can't
right.
find that, you know, solid ground and build even yourself back up. But I found that when I'm not
when
wearing
shoes. When you get your
shoes,
bones back into the right shape, then your shoes are just wrong, so your body just naturally wants to shift. Sink back into said groups that are made into your shoes. So
exactly. That's yeah.
Garbage.
Exactly what I'm trying to say.
Right. Well, then with mine, it's like the fibro. I know because I built up the muscles there. It's almost. I don't know if there's any scientific proof to this stuff, but I know it's almost like the muscles and everything built up to kind of protect those nerves a little bit more. Like there's not a they're stronger. It's almost like they're not as close to the surface. I don't know if that makes
no,
sense
I get
or
what
I'm saying is even how it is. It's what it feels like to me.
No, I get
so,
what you mean. Though. I can understand that personally. Well, and just in general, too. It like you know, like I said, like you know, yeah, the shoes will get these grooves created in them that then causes problem where my feet will shift. Once everything's shifted back normally, it'll shift back wrong if I put shoes on. But at the same time, like when I'm walking on flat surfaces, I feel like my feet and my bones shift back more naturally and normally by being able to walk barefoot because my body is moving, you know, the way it's supposed to, not the way how shoes are. So it's like I'm able to just walk myself a little more aligned. Like, you know, walking without shoes does help me align my body better, you know? And so, you know, those are just, you know, that's our experience, of course, and there's so many different other, you know, health reasons or aspects, but in general, I mean, shoes are not meant to, you know, fit people's feet or really aren't even made for people's needs in general.
Right. They're
and like, you know, we're talking about the whole bunion thing, that occurs because
of the shoes.
Because of the shoes. It's because shoes are not made to properly fit human feet, and it's crushing them. It's cramping them and crushing them to the point that this bone is starting to stick out or protrude, and then they do a surgery for it.
Their solution is to cut the bone out.
Yeah, their solution is to shave your bone down just so it can fit shoes.
What?
Instead of, I don't know, there being other options, like, first of all, going barefoot, but say if there's situations where a person with bunions is forced to wear shoes, like work, or, you know,
to make the shoe fit the foot.
So why aren't they coming up with options so that they are special shoes, so that way people with bunions have these options for situations when they have to wear
because
shoes?
There are more than there used to be, but
still,
no.
This surgery is still pushed on people.
Mm-hmm.
The solution should be instead find something that actually works for people's feet rather than cutting their bone to fit shoes. It's like,
rather be serial killers.
Because
they're legally
cutting people. And think about it. It's the same thing as forcing.
Not to insult any surgeons. Please forgive that.
But it's like forcing yourself to fit in a size 0 or a size 2 instead of, you know, there being clothing options for your body. A lot of clothing businesses themselves don't size their clothes for people's bodies. It's for this style, this idea that doesn't even fit, for proportions that don't even make sense.
When I can go somewhere and I can buy something and it's going to be small with one, medium for another, large for another, and you're going to tell me that these sizes actually matter? Okay. It's garbage.
And we can all acknowledge, and I feel like, you know, a large amount of society, especially, you know, women have, you know, acknowledged that, you know, clothes are not meant to fit our bodies, but it's the same thing with shoes. And, you know, so instead there should be options where, you know, it's meant for the feet, so that way these shoes are meant for feet with bunions.
It seems normalized that just you don't need them.
Yeah. But,
they're not necessary.
And they're not, but, you know, we have to think, too, except for those few, occasions for safety or, work, whatever, where it is actually required, there should be options other than, hey, I'm going to cut into my foot.
Right.
That's what I'm trying to get at. There should be more options because, yes, you don't need them for everyday life. If you have bunions, recommend going barefoot throughout your everyday life. But, unfortunately, there are situations where they are a necessary tool, and people should not have to go into, I need to cut into my bone, rather than having a much more simple and natural and less financially taxing, a less physically taxing option.
Right.
But
right.
We are running out of time, so we are going to wrap this up. I am Phoenix. You can find me as The Venetian Phoenix on Instagram, TheVenusian. You can find the Barefoot Legal through Instagram, Real Barefoot. It's Legal. Audrey is admin for that, so you can reach out to her with any questions or any submission pictures or anything you would like to have discussed on the show even. Just keep it family-friendly, folks. I hope you guys are having a great evening, weekend, whatever time it is for you when you're listening, and keep living your best barefoot lifestyle.
And don't forget, you can catch us on Mix 105 Internet Radio now. Mix 105. And you can catch us Sunday mornings, 4:30. No, 4. Sorry, 4 a.m. And we are, again, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. We will catch you next week. Sorry for the hurried exit. See you next week.
Take care.